This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You can't be predictable. That's number one. You cannot be predictable that everybody knows what you're going to do.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
All right, psychos. You don't even have to be that smart.
You don't even have to be that smart.
Well, I'm just saying this.
I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hey, did you get your walk in yesterday? No, I didn't have a snorkel.
For 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You should never use that kind of language in a public setting. That's all I can tell you.
You serious?
It's time for the Tri-City's number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm feeling it. I need somebody to carry this team.
I'm feeling
all
it.
I'm doing is driving a cart.
Yeah, he's a man-child, but he isn't fully developed.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, need a vehicle, thinkmidway.com.
I don't know enough. I just know that, you know, why would you mess with those guys, you know?
He shows up every day biting. Who's tougher?
Well, that guy's about 6 years over his prime.
Get your resume dusted off.
The sand is falling out of Mr. Duda's shorts right now.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Show, good Tuesday morning. Doug Duda, Damon Day, Loper baseball coach. School's underway, and of course the high school kids have known that. Colleges are going now. We've got some sports to talk about on the program today. And if you would like to be part of the program, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, the Twitter address at ESPN1460-1550. Damon Day, what's up, man?
Well, nothing. Living the American dream, baby.
So when classes start, does that change your routine?
Yes, it does.
How's it change?
Amps it up. Amps it up. We are full-blown, ready to roll. So taught my first class this morning, just educating the world in baseball theory. It was riveting.
So on opening day of class, what's the
The syllabus and leave,
and then we'll see you in December.
Yeah, we do a little get to know you, a little stand up, who you are, where you're from. Got a lot of North Platters in my class. I do ask the question at the beginning of the class, like, how many of you are into this subject matter, and how many of you heard it's an easy A?
What do you do to make sure it's not an easy A?
I'm not that professor. I mean, really, if you show up, you get an A. I mean, it's baseball theory. It's not, you know, it's not like I'm fudging a kid through on his biology course so that he's going to mix chemicals and kill somebody someday or something, you know. So, no, baseball theory is a fun class to teach. It's always entertaining to kind of get to meet the student body, and I do enjoy teaching it. So, it's
So I'm taking your class. What's the first week like?
First week, I tell the class, there's no reason to dive in. Let's just walk in. Let's just kind of test the waters and maybe tiptoe in a little bit, you know. You know, everybody's so eager, Beaver. This, you know, I always joke, their real classes are probably stressing them out already. Mine is a respite. You know, we like to.
You're going
to
get called in. You know that,
that's
right?
Fine. We're going to gain momentum, as I like to say.
I talked with Jimmy, who's taking his, Jim Langan taking his boy to college, and then they have meetings with the new kids right away for baseball. How do you handle, how does the baseball program, because it's not in season, but you will be working, you'll be doing fall ball and things like that, but how soon do you talk to the new kids?
Well, the NCAA states you cannot have any mandatory team activities for the first 4 days of school. It's called the acclimation period, which I call the failing period, because you already give them 4 days to develop habits, develop a mindset, develop a routine that may not be conducive towards being very academically successful. So we have a voluntary meeting. If you'd like to come, we recommend that you come to it. And we have that yesterday. We had that yesterday where it's just an opportunity. We bring in the Learning Commons, and there's so many resources available to our student athletes and all students at the University of Nebraska at Kearney to help them with this transition from either high school to college, or maybe from, you know, general studies to your major. And so we bring those people in who do a phenomenal job, and kind of just let our guys know the resources that are available to them and what they can kind of expect to get from the Learning Commons, and then we kind of go over our strength and conditioning protocol. And so it's a lot of information in a voluntary meeting, as I always like to say. And then Thursday morning we get after it, to see you there.
Practice wise,
we start our conditioning, strength and conditioning. So I'd like to see you there at 5:30. Maybe do a live remote.
Well, you know how I feel about this, and I have the backing of most other coaches. You're a moron. That's putting it nicely.
I think a moron.
You're a communist.
I think moron and questioning my or my allegiances as far as communism goes. I think that's a bit over dramatic, but I will say that I am particular about when our guys work out. I feel like the morning is the best time. I just think that gets them off to a good start for the day. Now, I know there's always that guy who goes right home from weights, crawls right back in the bed, and wakes up at 3:00 in the afternoon and says, "What just happened?" I know there's those guys too, but we try to eliminate that from happening.
You're the coach.
But I'm excited. It's there's a buzz around the university right now. This first week's always the funnest week. Everybody's kind of out and about. There's a lot of excitement. And so just getting ready to roll.
Spell funnest.
I don't know.
I get thrown under the bus when I say stupid things like that, too. Change up in our high school preview today. We're going to flip days. Kennesaw's Craig Schnitzler is going to join us today. We'll catch up with Sutton Steve Raymer tomorrow on the show. Also, our Big Ten preview, Rutgers defensive tackle Darius Hamilton. They've got a good group right there for the Scarlet Knights. The Huskers play them in November on the road, and we'll talk with Darius about that on the program today. I'm going to throw something out here that is probably extremely taboo and may not be of any interest to our listeners outside of about the first one or two sentences of what I say when we get to the topic here, because it has to do with a little bit with my profession. How do we make our money in radio, television, newspaper? Through advertising, and we do a great job, and it helps businesses advertise. And if we're both at the top of our game, it's a win-win situation, and we like to think that we are. But my God, how much money, and who invented DraftKings? I am so sick and tired of DraftKings ads on radio, television. They are on all the time. They're on our radio station. Is it that big?
Yes.
And folks, I want to know, if you are a person that regularly competes on DraftKings or another daily website where you are investing, love to just get an email to get your thoughts on that. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And of course, if you're even more hip, you can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. But I mean, it is constant. It's not just football. It's baseball. It's golf. The majors. It's every break, every day, and it's not just on the sports stations. I know that this isn't free. I also know that you can buy a block of ads. The more you buy, the cheaper it's going to be. But it seems like they've bought almost every available slot in every medium possible, which is great for the radio and the television folks, because the newspaper isn't where it's at for this particular deal. But, I mean, it's the same ad. If I see that repeat at the end of the Super Bowl where the New England, you know, and he's grabbing his head and they hold the milk. I mean, how many times, folks, have you seen that? We get it. Change it up.
That's
my grind the gear for the day.
I think it's a phenomenon. I really do. I think their marketing is clever. I think the way that they talk about how you don't have to follow a team every week and follow the injury report. You kind of have it all right there in front of you. I think that that's something that has intrigued this society, and this we want it fast. We want it furious. We don't want to have to keep track of anything. I think those are kind of some of those things, but I go back to the Tom Emanski videos. Whenever I think of DraftKings, they're the new Tom Emanski. And everybody, if you don't know the story, Tom Emanski was one of the first, what do you call, sponsors? Yeah, sponsors of ESPN back in the day. So that's why his commercial still ran for the first 20 years, because he was smart enough to buy a bulk thing for 20 years. And that's why the videos went even out of production, but they still showed the commercials on ESPN late. That's basically what DraftKings did. I mean, they came in, they're flooding the market. They're trying to make sure that they stay the number one people. But my thing is, if you're going to do that many commercials, have a few different ones.
Yeah.
Because it's the same one. And you know, I don't do it.
I love it.
Yeah.
But it's not a daily thing for me. I do fantasy football. That's it. You can't call a, quote, pool, you know, if you do a golf pool for the Masters, or you do because baseball to me takes way too long and way too much of your time. And it's fun. Used to do it, but that was obviously more of a college thing when maybe you did have a little free time on your hand. So I don't do that. Admittedly, as much fun as I make of NASCAR before I moved to Kearney, I actually cashed in a NASCAR fantasy league one time, which just shows you how simple it must be. And but football's where it's at. It's fun, and I realize that you can do fantasy in every sport, but if you're a professional fantasy player, it's like being a professional gamer. Professional gambler, there's very few of them that are successful, probably less than can make it in the pros. So do what you do, but I mean, it's like watching the Golf Channel and the Hammer, Jack Ham. Ah! You know that golfer guy, once yeah. he sees it goes down the middle and he knows he hit it good, then he gets it.
Yes.
And every other time you go, where's the oh, you saw that one going down.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think that they have. What is it? Someone said they're the number one or two fastest growing companies in the sports marketing industry.
DraftKings.
DraftKings is. You know, there's the new DraftKings Bar and Grill at Gillette Stadium in New England. You know, the thing that I find out that I find it very interesting is the NFL freaks out on Tony Romo for having going to that fantasy football thing in Las Vegas, but now they're allowing basically the same exact thing, gambling, sponsored by this DraftKings. So I think that's where the NFL gets itself in trouble from the standpoint of they just so much are hypocritical. If they were benefiting from the money, then the NFL would allow it to do. But the NFL hasn't figured out, A, how to benefit from the gambling, and B, how to benefit from the fantasy. And I guess they should probably just be happy with, because of the gambling and because of the fantasy, they've become the number one watched league in the country. And I think that, so for them to say, oh, we're not going to support fantasy, but it's basically our breadwinner, I find that very interesting with the NFL. And I'll tell you what, with these NFL preseason games and the rate of guys going down, you know, it's going to be interesting to see moving forward how the preseason looks.
Not that we're either one a professional on this, but I think it is an interesting question that has been brought up on the national scene a little bit. And now it can't be tongue-in-cheek anymore. Let's face it, when Matthew Berry was doing his segment on game day, it was like, okay, get out of here so we can talk real football. That's fun. That's not the case anymore when you've got daily shows, daily segments, and it's not just on football. Will fantasy eventually ruin football?
No.
Change the game?
No. Then, maybe if the NFL tries to embrace it, but it's not going to change the game. I mean, you know, I don't know how it would. I don't know
keep
what
it going.
You know, I think it keeps its popularity up.
Interest?
Oh, without a doubt, there's a reason why in week 14 everyone's still watching, or week 15 people are still paying attention.
Well, you think fans and those businesses would want 18 regular season games? Because that would be more weeks, more opportunities, more
yeah.
money.
Yeah, I mean,
I think eventually it will change the National Football League. Now, how they do it and what it does and what the impact is, and they're probably, I'm sure the guys that watch it every single moment of the day could probably already give us an instance or two.
I think at the end of the day, they're not going to do anything that's going to cost them money. But now, right now, the player injury thing is starting to cost them more money than the games are worth. And I think when you see that tipping point go the other way to where, you know what, we're not really making money on that Monday night game that Jordy Nelson goes down on. We just lost. You know, I think when that tipping point comes where you're starting to see more guys injured, banged up. I mean, you look at it, Arian Foster, RG3. You look at down the line of some guys that were pretty important to their football teams. Injured in a game that doesn't mean anything. And I know you can say, okay, you can get injured at any time playing football. You truly can. But you can also limit your opportunities to do that. And so
I don't get it, though. I'll take the other side here because I don't get it. I mean, Jordy Nelson or whoever, you know right off the top every year, take X percent, you know, 4%, 2% of the NFL players are going to get hurt. And every year we know that somebody's out for the year. We don't care if it's the right tackle. We care if it's the wide receiver or the running back or the quarterback. And Mike Riley said it this summer. I'll bring it up again. Wide receiver is the position that gets affected the most. Because how did they get hurt? They didn't even get hit. Most of these guys aren't even getting hit. Now, Niles Paul gets his ankle rolled up on and breaks it. So,
yeah,
you know, that is – but what is different? Are they saying – I mean, the ones are going against the ones for the most part. It's not like you got the inexperienced guy taking a cheap shot on your starter 95% of the time. Now, in the second and third weeks, each team kind of decides how long they want to roll with their one and two units. But, I mean, let's face it. If game two that you play in is a preseason or the regular season, the odds aren't that much different as far as an injury occurring. And the one thing about it happening in preseason, it gives you time to shake your roster and go get somebody. If you're into week three of the regular season, it's a lot more limited.
Yeah, and I think that that's where you kind of – I think that there's a air or a – well, if you were hurt during a regular season game, you were at least playing for something. Preseason, you're just kind of getting ready for the thing. So I think there's that feeling that if we lose a guy during the regular season, well, at least we were trying to play because we were trying to make the playoffs. I think when you lose guys during the regular season, during the preseason, it's like we lost those guys because of games that don't matter. And that's where the NFL, in my opinion, comes off greedy is they have all these preseason games. And I'm sure there's a roster value to it and all those types of things. I just wonder if you look at – you're talking about the injury thing and you're talking about the NFL, and this was the one thing that I wanted to ask you about because I didn't get to talk about it yet or didn't get a chance to visit with you is does all this with the injuries affect the NFL or does the Chris Carter situation affect the NFL? Because the Chris Carter thing, the NFL brought him in.
I'm going to tell you what, when it came to the weekend, I paid attention to what was going on the field. Chris Carter, Steve Sarkisian, all this TMZ, you know, the word I'm looking for here, you know, to glamour.
Tabloid.
Yeah, I mean, it's
all tabloid in for, yeah.
The somethingization of all of this. You know what? When you, and I'm not going to let this go on, but people are saying Donald Trump is popular because he's saying what people want to hear. He's saying what some people want to hear. Chris Carter also said what some people want to hear. I don't know about Sarkisian. I'll have to be honest. I haven't even really paid attention to that. But, you know, Chris Carter was saying, hey, millionaire, you know, multimillionaire. Player A, hey, Damon Day, you got a 5-year, $102 million contract. Doug Duda's your backup. Doug Duda would probably take a pretty good paycheck to take the DUI, you know, as long as you're not going to prison.
Right, and I think
that's what he's saying.
Right,
and it sounds absurd on the cup, but think about it.
No, I mean,
think about the culture. Think about the people that would go, why?
You know,
Chris Carter played the game. You know, he knows that from experience. It's not like he just didn't invent that.
No, and that's someone especially who had a drinking problem and never had, you know, something, you know, He always had somebody that was probably when they went out, I'm not driving, but you drive and I, you know, the wink and the type of thing. I'm not saying that the message was wrong, because I think that the fall guy and maybe how he said it, I don't think it was supposed to be construed as, you know, set somebody else up for your crimes.
Right.
But I think the way it's being portrayed and the media is portraying it, to me, I think they got to worry more about that changing the game than the schedule. Because I'll tell you what, at some point, people are going to throw their hands up in the air and say enough's enough. I don't care how good your product is. I don't care how good you could, you know, all the good things that you have going. I can't handle all the off-the-field stuff. I can't handle all the scandal and everything. And maybe there's a majority of people that don't care about those types of things. I don't know. I mean,
I think there's a fine line between caring and not wanting to hear about it. Now, if you're talking a Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson situation, that's one thing. If you're talking what happens every day, that's another thing.
In my opinion, all Chris Carter got in trouble. All that Chris Carter did wrong was he just got a little loose with his with his terms and his jargon. I don't think, you know, and I think people are blowing it up to be a different thing. Now, does he get dumped by ESPN for his comments?
All you got to do is apologize anymore. Unless it's really bad. All you got to do is apologize.
I mean, yeah.
He's already done it.
Yeah.
And he does it on, last night they had Monday Night Football, so it's a perfect forum to do it because it happened and he's up that day. So it's out of the way. You won't hear about it again the rest of the year. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where the 2016s have started to roll into the lots daily. And right now you can get a great deal during the summer clearance event at Midway Chrysler. 0% for 72 months, plus up to $2,500 bonus cash from the manufacturer on select Chrysler 200s and 300s. Customer loyalty means a lot to them at Midway Chrysler. They're offering $1,000 bonus cash to current Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram owners towards the purchase of that next new vehicle. Stop into your Midway Auto dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or go online to thinkmidway.com for more information. Midway, it's a better way. When we come back, we'll talk a little high school football. Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw, later Rutgers defensive tackle Darius Hamilton. Stay with us.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty is a proud supporter of Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, UNK, and the Tri-City Storm. Best of luck to all the area athletes from NP Realty, and we'll see you at the game.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As skies remain mostly sunny this afternoon, we'll top off at about 83. Southeast winds, meanwhile, stay at 10 to 15. With clear skies tonight, we'll head back in the upper 50s. Then we'll rebound to 86 Wednesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Show, Doug to the Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. We've got danger and storm and volleyball and football and all kinds of things to talk about, and you can discuss it all while enjoying an appetizer, lunch, dinner, your favorite cool beverage at the Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, where no one combines the best of both like the Kearney Chicken Coop does, with great flame-broiled buffalo wings. You can get the sauce that you want, bone in or bone out. This is Tuesday, so bone in for dinner tonight. You get the special every Tuesday night on the wings. You don't have to wait that long, though. Enjoy them for lunch or a dollar off any salad on the menu for Tuesday lunch. They offer home-style pizzas, quesadillas, burgers, salads, many other items, and the best television sports viewing with all of your favorite sports packages and ice cold beer at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. If you want to do your fantasy football, maybe run out to the party room and have a little fun there at the Kearney Chicken Coop.
You ever wonder, like, with names, you hear danger and storm, and they all sound like powerful and lurking. You know, how come no one's ever like the Fighting Puppies? You know, something, you know.
They call those pit bulls Fighting Puppies.
Oh, see, now I'm probably in trouble with the dog crowd. You know, being a supporter of, you know. You know, now I probably just in what's the name of it? PETA?
Yeah.
What are they? The people of, what does PETA stand for?
The ethical treatment of animals.
Okay. Which I'm all for. I didn't mean by saying fighting puppies that, you know, I condone that type of behavior. But I just was wondering, you know, you never hear any.
Condone the puppy bowl.
You know, I don't know. I just always think of that when you hear names. Like antelopes. It's not very fierce.
You ever got run over by one?
No.
They have a lot of antelopes in western Nebraska and in Wyoming.
I've seen some antelopes.
Played some golf where the antelopes, you know what? They just kind of hang around on the golf course because they know they're safe.
I was at the same golf course and saw them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So
they seemed like beautiful creatures. They just weren't menacing.
Jackrabbits are ugly.
You know, maybe rabbit antelopes would be a good one.
That would be a bad, bad deal. Hey, woo! I'm glad we scripted today's show.
No, we didn't.
The Nebraska Danger have begun their 2016 recruiting. Head coach Mike Davis has announced that 10 players have signed already for next season, including a pair of former Huskers, Breon Carnes, who signed up and played the last month of the season this year, and Corey Cooper will be with the Danger for the upcoming season. Cooper was an All-Big Ten selection for the Huskers at safety, made 29 career starts, and was part of all the good stuff there with the Huskers. And, of course, we've talked about Carnes before, and he may be the man next year. He may be the man, depending on if Jameel Sewell wants to come back for another year for the Danger. So they have picked up 10 players so far, and can you believe it? The Tri-City Storm getting its 16th season underway, the beginning of training camp on Friday. Friday! The Storm's training camp roster features 30 players, 11 returning, a new coach, a lot of new folks, a new voice. Head coach Bill McCall and assistants Ben Gordon and Taylor Nielsen begin their first season after the Storm had their best season in over a decade last year, making it to the USHL's Western Conference Finals. So scary when you're talking about the Storm. Then you have to start thinking about winter. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody.
No.
I don't want to talk about winter.
No. Even on some chilly mornings this week, it still makes it feel like fall is too close.
Just want to do a little football. Nebraska going through, as we talked about earlier, fall camp and getting things underway, getting their first practice with the entire crew. Sometimes that messes some things up. Danny Langsdorf had a few comments, the offensive coordinator, after practice yesterday.
I thought it was good today. We were a little bit worried about that just because it's such a change and you're in camp and all of a sudden you're going to class all day. But I thought the intentions were good. I thought the effort was good. You know, we've really been talking to them about showing up ready to play it at practice 3:45, and that's all that's on their minds. So having to adjust their schedules a little bit, but it was a good day.
Little talk about the play of the offensive line and how that's affecting the run game. Coach Riley has continued to say he's not getting what he wants out of the run game here in fall camp. Well, that's not all running backs.
I think part of the inconsistency has been with not finishing blocks or not blocking the right guy, you know. So there has been a little bit of improvement the last few days, mostly on assignments, but some technique stuff too. But we have to be able to run the ball effectively more often than we had early in camp, for sure.
And speaking of that offensive line, could be close to getting those five starters named for the BYU game.
Not pretty good. We lost a couple one-on-one battles in the scrimmage and gave up a sack or two. But for the most part, I think we've had time to throw the ball. I think it's been pretty good. We've got to keep working with the backs and the tight ends to help in protection, even when they're releasing. That'll take a bit of an edge off of those defensive ends rushing upfield.
Speaking of Huskers, let's welcome in Craig Schnitzler, head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, arranging his schedule to chat with us. Coach, good morning, and thanks for doing that. How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Well, I don't have to play three of my first four games on the road.
That's true.
And things start off for Kennesaw again in eight-man football. We still have the eight-game regular season in the extended playoffs, and they will start this Friday night at defending state champion Exeter Milligan. Their bye week comes after the third game. Exeter Milligan, Lawrence Nelson, Overton, those schools, along with Kennesaw, have put together a number of double-digit win seasons over the last few years. Before we dive into all of that, though, Craig, man, you guys are highly rated, and a lot of people think some really good things of you. You made a deep run in the playoffs last year. My question is, what will make this year's team even better than last year?
I think the biggest thing is we continue to improve on a daily basis. We've got a good base of returning starters and experience back. And, you know, we just need to come together. And defensively, probably the biggest area is we've got to shut down the big plays that we gave up last year in the playoffs. And I think if we can do those things, we've got a chance to be a really good ball club.
I want to say this as kind as I can, but I know this is something that has always been, not always, but has been a little bit of a concern, that when you guys go out, it's not a 20-12 ball game. You get outscored. You go to camps, you talk to other coaches. Have you tried to change what you do defensively over the last 5 years or so?
Yeah, we have. A year ago we started out in a 3-3 defense, and after the first game against Exeter last year, we just felt it just wasn't where we needed to be. And so we went to a 4-2, and it really helped us in the run game defensively. And, you know, we just it kind of put us in position where we had linebackers that could cover people, so we stayed in that when people spread us. And at times we did a really good job, at times we didn't, and it cost us down the stretch. But, you know, I think this year we got some smart football players. We've got they're athletic, and you know, we just need to get them in a position, and they got to make plays.
Coach Damon Day here on the offensive side of the ball. You got your returning All-State quarterback, who I'm sure you know a little bit about. But running back, who's going to be your running back? How is that running back battle going for you here in fall camp?
It's going really good. We've had two kids really step up. Tyson Burr will start. He's had a great summer, and he's looking really good. And then we've got another kid in Austin Anderson, who's a junior. Tyson's a sophomore, Austin's a junior, and they're both doing an excellent job taking care of the football, and they run well. They see the field real well, and they put some pounds on. I know Tyson a year ago was 130-135, and he's up to 160, and he looks faster. So he's done his work, and we really feel good about our backfield situation.
So I guess it would have been about 4 years ago while I'm doing a game there at Kennesaw High School, and the cameraman at that time, I believe, was an eighth grader and told me about how good he was going to be when he was able to play, and he was going to be better than his older brothers, Tyler and Austin. Well, that is your quarterback, and that is Preston. And obviously the two boys were a 1-2 punch last year. You didn't have to do a lot of things fancy. The line blocked and those kids run. How different is that going to be this year?
Well, I think probably the biggest difference is we've got that unknown factor at our I-back position that we felt we had two really good ones last year, and Austin was that power runner, and he could he'd go through you, he'd go around you. He had the speed and the power. And this year, I think our, you know, we've got quick I-backs. We don't necessarily have the power that we had last year. But I think with the guys up front that we got returning, and they're coming along really well, we feel that these backs will have some success, and they'll complement Preston really well.
We'll talk about some of those big guys up front. Anytime you got a kid named Red and you got some other big fellas up there, you know you're gonna be okay, and they've got a little experience.
Yeah, they do. I think majority of them have been starting. This will be their third year. Jake Brunk at tight end is his 3-year starter there, and he's dropped some weight. He looks good. He's moving a lot quicker than he did a year ago, and he's much stronger than he was a year ago. And then Carson Woodman, 6'4", 235, he's a returning starter at guard, and we expect great things out of him. He's got that ability to have a great season for us. And then Red Johnson, who's our center, is back from last year, and the experience he's gained is showing up right now, because before last year he was just a JV player, and so he's come a long ways. And then got a new guy starting at guard in Tyler Summers, another senior kid, but who has worked extremely hard in the off season to get himself ready and is coming along really well for us, and we're really pleased with the things he's doing. And then we've got the other tight end is Dylan Sugar, who started half the games last year for us at tight end and subbed in and out there. And he's about 175, 180. So we've got a good group up front. We're power football. And these guys take a lot of pride in that. And they are an extremely important part of our offense.
Coach, no, come on. Sometimes you want to kind of tiptoe into a season like we were talking about earlier, tiptoeing into class for you. Thrown right in the fire in first game with defending state champ Exeter Milligan. Is preparation already begun for that, or are you still trying to kind of figure out where you need to be?
No, we've started preparing for them. Through the first 2 weeks, we were trying to get things sorted out, who we felt we had for backup players and so forth. But this week, yesterday, we started preparing solely focused on Exeter Milligan. And, yeah, it's a tall task. You're talking about a program that's been in the state finals the last 3 years, two-time defending state champs. And, like I told the kids all, even last week and early this week, that, they're seniors. They got six seniors. They've been in three state finals. They know how to play this game. They understand what it takes to play at that level. And so we're going to have to really be focused, and we're going to have to play well.
They do have a lot of new starters coming in, even if they do have some upperclassmen. And, of course, with the offense that they were able to put out there last year, just outstanding. But what differences will you expect to see from them on Friday?
Well, that's kind of the unknown. They've always been a power football team. From what I know of them, and I don't see that changing much. They've had excellent success with that, and they've got an excellent quarterback in this Sam Zolini. He's got a lot of tools. He's a dangerous player, and then, like you said, they've got a lot of new kids, but they'll be older kids, and they'll have good size up front. So we're going with the idea that they're going to play power football with us.
And then Lawrence Nelson the next week. Should we petition the state to get you in their district? Giltner, Exeter Milligan, Lawrence Nelson?
I think we'll just stay where we're at. Not that ours is any easier, but we've got a tough first three ball games. It's certainly going to set the stage of where we can get to and how good we can be. And they're going to exploit some of our weaknesses, which I think will help us to get better as the season goes.
Craig Schnitzler, head football coach at Kennesaw, with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, kind of a two-part question here, because even if you were undefeated in the number one points, that wouldn't guarantee playing at home all the way through. And you guys have won on the road and lost at home in the playoffs. So, you're one of those rare teams that doesn't seem to matter where you play. But the importance of, because if you win, you're going to get big time points from Exeter Milligan, Lawrence, Nelson, and a few more of these schools on there. Is that something that you guys talk about at all?
No, we don't. You know, we just try to take one game at a time, and we know that if we play up to our potential, we certainly are right there to win every ball game on our schedule, and you can't worry about that home field advantage. But yeah, if we can win every game with our schedule, we certainly be right up there to definitely have a home stand first, second game or so.
And finally, the Huskers and the Lopers have a new regime, and I know that you have interest in both of those. Got any thoughts for us?
I'm excited for both programs. UNK, because my son's there playing, Tyler, a sophomore strong safety, and he's looking to get some playing time. And so I'm excited. We traveled all their games, and, you know, it's going to be interesting and exciting to see something new at Nebraska. Bring a new face, a new look, and, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I wish we had more radio stations to do more games every Friday, because Kennesaw's definitely got a couple good ones here on the road right off the bat. And, Craig, we will see you down the road. Best of luck here at the start of the season.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Take care. Craig Schnitzler, head football coach, Kennesaw, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our high school preview, and we'll catch up with Steve Rammer tomorrow. UNK football has started off with the national champ. You ever played the national champ right off the get-go?
No, I haven't. We've played some good teams right off the get-go. This year we'll take on Mesa State, who is pretty – they'll be two or three in the country when we take them on out at their place, and it'll be good. But, you know, sometimes those are the easier ones. I mean, it's kind of one of those you just go out and play, and you're not – you know, it's the old – you know, you're supposed to be competitive, but you're not supposed to beat them. You're just not. And that's what's great about where we kind of have our baseball program is we got an opportunity to go out there and beat them. And I think that's the thing. That's what every coach is wanting to do, is put your guys in a position to be successful and compete against those teams, because we use that as a huge measuring stick for us. You know, Mace has been to the World Series two or three times. I'm sure Coach Lamerson is going to use it as a measuring stick against Northwest. You know, they're predominantly one of the strongest teams in the MIAA, and I think that's what's great about playing so early is you can figure out in a hurry if, hey, we got to really revamp some things, or, hey, we just got to keep going on our path. And I think that's what's great about when, you know, for them playing the defending state championships to start the season, they're going to know right away what their strengths and weaknesses are, whereas maybe you might be able to play two or three games to start the year. Obviously, there's that confidence building that's good, but you might be able to hide a lot of flaws. And then all of a sudden, now you're midway through the season trying to fix some things. So I think the earlier that you can play better competition, the better off you're going to be for long-term season success and long-term development.
Steve Rammer of Sutton will be our high school football preview tomorrow. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show, let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. With another walk-off win over the weekend, will the Astros win the American League West? About a month ago, I said I would like a ticket on Texas as a long shot, and they're right in there. 56% though said yes, you like the Astros. 44% said no. You like the Astros, Damon?
Yeah, I do. I like their story. I like their starting pitching.
Yeah, but story and talent are two different things.
I like their story.
Okay. Today we ask you our Midtown Mark Cooler question, which you can vote on anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which side will have more total wins at the end of the football season? Are you going to keep track of this?
Yeah, I'm going to keep this around.
Okay. This is something that Caleb is interested in here, and it's definitely different. Will the top seven from the college, is this after the season or right now?
No, that's final rankings.
Oh, so that you guaranteed to have a lot of wins.
Oh, yeah. If you get the high school gets to have their state champions on the other one of them.
Okay, will the top seven teams in the college football poll at the end of the season?
Yep, in the final ranking.
Or the state football champions in Nebraska, including six-man. Last year, the AP had 86 wins and the NSAA had 84. I think that would be an interesting one, like right now, the preseason number ones versus the top seven.
We can keep that as well.
I think that would be cool, because I would take the high school teams in the preseason over the college teams, because you know that there are some of these top seven college teams that won't be able to produce. At the end of the year, they're all going to have double-digit wins. So that's my – I'm going to go state champ. But in this one, you've got to go college in the way that it's worded here. So preseason, high school, but if we're using the end of the season, college.
I'm going to go out with the 35% of our listening viewers right now that are asking, what the heck is he talking about?
I didn't make it up. There's going to be 7 high school state champions in Nebraska football.
Okay.
Okay. They're going to have – last year they had 84 wins.
Okay.
Okay. Then in college – The final 7 in the final poll last year had 86 wins. So which one do you think is going to win more this year, the college or the high school? His warped mind come up with this, but it's good. I like it.
They're going to tie.
That's a great answer. Taking the push. Taking the push and the extra cash. Perennio and Langan would love you for that one right there. Also, I know you'll be pleased. Being our Tuesday co-host for as often as you can be, we have re-upped not only Josh Lamerson, but Tony Harper for UNK and Hastings College football every Tuesday during the season. It's like an education for you.
I want to know. We should have – you should sell the sponsor. We should get Randy Bushcutter in here, and he should sell the cliche counter to somebody. Because I want to know between Coach Lamerson and Coach Harper, who can drop more cliches in their 8-minute interviews. It's like a contest between the two of them.
Well,
because I would like to see the scoreboard when we got to the last weekend, and if it was close, I would love to hear Coach Harp really dig deep. Really dig deep. I mean, go back into the notebook and study up for some. I love Coach Harper, by the way. I think he's a good man. I think what he does with his football program is really good. But I do enjoy the cliches.
Little news out of Hastings camp. Anthony Cloyd, who helped in that backup quarterback role last year, is going to switch over to running back. And we had talked to Coach Harper when camp opened about that position. If Jake Fowler's healthy, they've got a pretty good crew there, Darvante Knight and Zach Parmentor. But now Cloyd is going to go over and take that spot as well. If we were dinging it up, we could have, you know, each one of those, you know, it would be a charitable organization.
Oh, that would be good. You know, have people sponsor it, and every time they bust one out, we get a ding.
There you go.
You know, a little.
And at the, we'd have the counter.
Yeah.
At the end, you know, we give a dollar for each cliche that those two have given.
You couldn't go a dollar. That's a lot of money for a charity at the end of the
day. So we got 12, 10. Well, let's estimate it at 12 weeks.
Okay.
24 interviews.
Okay.
That's just a ballpark. 10. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We could. Let's say that we each that they gave us 5 an interview. That'd
Dude,
be 10.
You kidding?
That'd be
5.
That'd be 240.
5.
That's only 240.
5 in an interview. That's the lowest.
Even if it's 10, it's 480.
I was thinking it's somewhere in the 15 to 20 range when you get those guys really
each,
going. When,
each, because you can get 3 or 4 in one.
You can
one
get a whole
comment.
Sentence of cliches. Just rant. Just a rant of cliches.
Just happy to be here, like Lelouch.
Yeah. You got to take it one day at a time. Good Lord willing, things will work out. You know, there's no one better at the cliche game than Abby Calvin Lelouch. And that's what's iconic about that movie is if you still listen to the baseball players, they still use those. They still use those. It's even funny amongst our guys that like when we go on the road and someone asks, it's funny how all they want to do is give cliches.
So if Coach Harper came on and said, you know, how did that big win feel? The question is, how'd that big win feel Saturday night? Would it count if he said, man, it was out there?
It was oh, so yeah.
Kind of, you know, like in a tubular way.
It would be awesome. You know what?
Once again, Caleb has no idea what we're talking about. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. Too
but
young.
All the listeners who listen on Tuesday Football Roundup for Hastings and UNK, they know exactly what we're talking about.
It'll be good stuff starting next week, game week. Folks, they have sold out the teams for the 3rd annual Cole Roseberry Memorial Golf Tournament, which is tomorrow at Awori Dunes. And the benefit for this goes to help youngsters in the Kearney, I'm not sure that I want to say elementary school system, but the Kearney school kids all throughout the community and those in need. I mean, it's you need a coat, you need a backpack. They work with the teachers. There's some really good really good things coming out of this unfortunate tragedy. And the third annual golf tournament is tomorrow at Awori Dunes. And this year, they have added, this must be the new thing, because I saw it earlier this summer at one I was at. I've heard about it at a couple other places. The golf ball drop. Helicopter flies in. They drop the golf balls on a target painted on the golf course. And then X number of golf balls are winners, and you give a prize away. So that's what they're doing here after the golf tournament tomorrow. Hey, you don't have to be a golfer. Come on out, watch it drop. The golf tournament's at 1. There's no exact time, but it's going to be in that 5:30 range probably for the golf ball drop. You can purchase your golf balls at the Kearney Chicken Coop. So if you get a chance to do that by noon tomorrow, you can go in and purchase your golf balls and help out the Cole Roseberry Memorial Fund, and it'll split the pot. Half the proceeds goes to the winner, half goes to the charity. They'll pay the top three places, the three golf balls that are closest to the hole, and, of course, the one I always have a chance at, the one farthest from the hole, like my normal golf game.
Is that a helicopter or a drone?
I don't think the drone could pull up. The one I was at had 600 golf balls, so the drone couldn't do that. The drone couldn't do that. And there's nothing special about, you know, they just put them in a big tub or a bucket and drop them out. But it's kind of cool to see the helicopter. I mean, seriously, outside of the medical at Good Samaritan, when's the last time you were in a military helicopter? Just a regular helicopter.
Never. But the stadium, as you know, is right next to the Good Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that thing takes off, it makes your heart stop.
Well, let's help some folks out in a good way here by contacting the folks at the Kearney Chicken Coop. And you can also contact Doug Mitchell. He is in charge of this fundraiser. And his phone number is 308-440-9897, 440-9897. If you'd like to purchase some golf balls, you can buy one, you can buy three at a discounted rate. Chicken Coop, Doug Mitchell, 440-9897, and the golf ball drop is tomorrow afternoon after the third annual Cole Roseberry Memorial Golf Tournament at Awori Dunes. Darius Hamilton of Rutgers is going to join us, and we'll get the coach's take on our favorite Loper, Husker, Royal, Jabba Chamberlain, coming up.
Nebraska weather is so unpredictable. Don't be left out in the storm with hail dents or even door dings. When your car plays the star in the episode of Nebraska Severe Weather, see the professionals at Dent Popper in Kearney to save you. Dent Popper can remove minor hail damage, door dings, and other minor dents without damaging the original paint. Joel, Scott, and the guys at Dent Popper know how important your vehicle is to you, and keeping it looking nice is what they do. Stop into Dent Popper today, just south of the library on First Avenue in Kearney.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of protein design.
Since 1902, Carrier has been inventing new ways to make people comfortable. And today, comfort can also mean efficiency. Because being more efficient with your home heating can mean spending less on it. And that's something everyone can get comfortable with. If you're ready for Carrier comfort, now you can get cool cash rebates of up to $1,450 on a new system. Carrier, turn to the expert.
Call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
Announcing swim lessons at the Hastings Family Y. Instant fun, just add water. Session 1 lessons begin in September and run through October and November. Session 2 swim lessons run from October 20th through November 12th. Registration fee is $45 per member, $65 per non-member. Get an early bird discount by registering by August 31st. For more information or to register for swim lessons, contact the Y at 463-3139 or at hastingsfamilyymca.net.
Dear Mike, sorry our relationship ended. I enjoyed our stops at Foot Convenience Plaza for beer, wine, snacks, and soda. Their delicious pizza, made fresh each day, was our favorite pizza in town. Foots will always remind me of you. Well, I'm running out of lipstick and space on your windshield. P.S. They have washer fluid at Foots.
Foots Convenience Plaza, the first stop coming into town and your last stop out. East Highway 30, Kearney.
This week, the Royals meet the Orioles out at the Keg. Your fun starts at 7:10 on Value Monday with $9 tickets presented by Hy-Vee. Tuesday's game, 7:10. Come early on Wednesday for Student Night presented by Inc. Magazine and dance to the Fantastics before the 7:10 start. Thursday at 1:10, show your support for Alex with a $30 Cordo Nation ticket and t-shirt. Purchase at Royals.com and Hy-Vee.
It's your last chance to make August forever Royal.
Show, Doug Gooda, Damon Day, roll along on a Tuesday. Tomorrow, Brady Bonzel is going to be in with our Loper Link, talk about the runners. Bob Jensen to preview the high school football season from Huskerland Prep. Steve Raymer, our high school preview from Sutton. Folks, you can now get the best value ever on the best pivot system available today. The T&L Irrigation 2015 Harvest Special can save you $9,000 on a quarter miler. So farmers, make sure to get a hold of your local T&L dealer like Bill Shapley at Mid-States Irrigation or Kyle Stewart at R&K Irrigation, Kearney and Grand Island, respectively, for those two, and take advantage of the Harvest Special. You can also see them at Husker Harvest Days in a variety of spots throughout this fall season, so that when you are harvesting this fall and you've got that T&L, you got the big smile on your face because it's as good as it could get, and if you don't, you're going, it can be better. Contact your local T&L dealer or TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems are like no other with their Harvest Special in 2015. Jabba Chamberlain, much better in his outing on Sunday. Didn't pitch last night. Alex Gordon, a single, a walk, and five plate appearances. Played in left field for the first time. As he says, it's not the hitting, it's the running the bases with that groin injury. It'd be like a knee tear. You can walk off the field like you saw Jordy Nelson do, and you can walk straight, but when you start twitching it right and left and doing cuts, that's where the problem becomes. And boy, after we talked last week, Damon, Jabba went out and couldn't have had a worse outing ever. Four batters, four singles, two wild pitches, a balk. I mean, it was like, unfortunately, it would have been comical had you seen it and not liked the guy. But he comes back with a 1-2-3 eighth inning, couple of strikeouts on Saturday. And I don't know, old teammate, old familiar faces. Who knows how close Gordon and Chamberlain actually ever were on the Huskers ball club. I mean, everybody makes a big deal out of that, and they haven't been on the same bench for 10 years. So he's closer to a lot of people now, probably more than Gordon, but maybe it helped.
I just think if you're a fan of Nebraska baseball and the run that they made to the College World Series, how fun is it to see two of the best players from that run just happen to be on the field at the same time? You know, I think that's what's great about it, and I think Alex Gordon said it best in his post-game comments. You know, there's no loyaler fan base than Nebraska fans. There's no better fans than Nebraska, and I think that helps both of them get to where they want to be. And if I'm Alex Gordon in that situation, and obviously he's played in some big games, you just hope that he can keep everything tempered and not, you know, let the process kind of take care of itself, because you can't handle a relapse. You can't handle a setback right now. There's just not enough weeks left in the season, not enough days left in the season. So hopefully he just kind of keeps it, you know, because I love to see him in the lineup. I love watching him play left field. I would hate to see the Royals have to go through in October without him. So let's hope that he can kind of keep things going. And in Jabba's standpoint, you know, his last two outings have been real good. You know, I think the manager for the AAA Royals did a great job of just kind of explaining, you know, sometimes you just get in a funk where a lot of balls just don't miss a lot of barrels. And so hopefully you can kind of get some things righted and build some momentum.
Good story in the Lincoln Journal Star and online at the Journal Star from Brian Rosenthal. So check that out if you're a fan. Finally, David, before we let you go, we're going to go into our last break, and then we'll have Darius Hamilton, and there's news coming out of Rutgers. But what do you make of the Cubs? I know they beat your Cleveland Indians yesterday. It was kind of exciting. The Indians tied it with two outs in the ninth, and then the Cubs won it with two outs in the ninth. But this is, I mean, the Cubs and the Royals, I've said it, I do not want them playing each other in the World Series, but it would be cool to see one of them win it.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know where Theo Epstein ranks in general managers in the history of the game. But if he gets the Cubs to the World Series and wins a World Series, and he did it with Boston, I don't know how you can't say he's not a Hall of Fame general manager.
Is it how much of it is the GM and how much of it is the manager? Because, I mean, he had a couple of good ones. Joe Madden's won a few, and they did okay there.
In Major League Baseball, it goes to the general manager. Because okay. You can't there's some war statistic or some Sabre guy who says a manager's only worth four wins a side on each – for either plus four or minus four, or you know, the really good ones may get you seven more wins throughout a year. Joe Madden took over at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now would they be having the same type of year under somebody else? No, because coaches are important to it. But I think the thing that he brought to the young people is this young team. The thing that I think why Joe Madden was such a great hire is he's brought them the belief and the ability to play the game the right way, and it'll reward you. And he got them to believe in themselves, and then they got a couple late-inning wins, a couple walk-offs. And now it's just ingrained in them that you're not too young for this. You guys aren't too young to make a run. Biggest thing I worry about with the Cubs moving forward is they are young. They haven't been in this situation. They haven't been through the grind. Can they hold up? You're already starting to see Schwarber kind of taper off a little bit, still getting some big hits and still doing some things. But that's the question is, they've done really, really well April, May, June, July, even now into August. September is different, and October gets really crazy. So I don't see a Cubs-Royals World Series this year. I don't think that either team, even though the Cubs – have probably one of the best unknown pitching staffs in Major League Baseball going right now. I just don't see them doing it yet.
That will be one of our...
The Cubs' road is much more difficult.
That will be one of our Midtown Mark Cooler questions this week. Who would you rather see win the World Series, Cubs or Royals? I want to know, because outside of here, I mean, if you're...
You're going to get more people to say Cubs.
If you're in New York... And you said Yankees, Cubs. I'll be interested. We'll use that later on. Folks, Prairie Hills is there for the taking, not just for great golf packages and great lunch, but the course has been dramatically improved with the greens and the playability. Justin Kosmicki and his crew taking over the course this year, and it is just coming into its own. Beautiful end of August, into fall golf. Only $30 for 18 holes and a cart on weekends, and you can check out their weekday deals on their Facebook page, Prairie Hills Golf Club, only 10 minutes north of Kearney. An improved menu in the clubhouse, improved greens, great rates. If you haven't been to Prairie Hills lately, and if you haven't made a trip out there, and you say, hey, the last time I was out there, it was rough, I'm not going to go pay. Well, Justin Kosmicki and his staff have got it going. So stop by or give them a call for your tee times, 388-5115. Just 10 minutes north of Kearney, Prairie Hills Golf Club, 388-5115. We'll wrap it up with Darius Hamilton of Rutgers and some news about head coach Kyle Flood. He's in some trouble after this.
The 2015 Oregon Trail Rodeo takes place at the Adams County Fairgrounds with performances on August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Dance to Whiskey Vent on Saturday night starting at 9:30, and on Sunday enjoy a free barbecue for all ticket holders from 3 to 5 p.m. The rodeo starts at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday. General admission tickets are only $10 each. For tickets or for more information, log on to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com or call 888-462-3247.
Hey Nebraska, it's Big O's huge national anniversary sale, and we've got fantastic deals on both tires and auto service. In addition to $100 off on all sets of four Big O brand tires, we have low sale prices on oil changes, alignments, brake service, shocks and struts, transmission and radiator flushes, and much, much more. So stop by our anniversary sale today and save big on new tires or guaranteed auto service. Only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Oh no, my pop went everywhere.
You know what doesn't explode when you open it?
What?
Water. You know what isn't full of empty calories and sugar?
No. What?
Water. You know the best way to hydrate?
Water?
Exactly. When you're feeling tired in the middle of the day, you don't need a sugar rush to wake up. You're probably just dehydrated. Water is the answer. Rethink your drink and choose water.
This message was brought to you by Activate Buffalo County and Buffalo County Community Partners.
ESPN Radio Superstation.
Out of the 20 and walking into the end zone. He'll take it in from 70.
KICS Hastings. KXPN Kearney.
Got my first real six string, loaded at the five and done.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Some news coming out of Rutgers University regarding head coach Kyle Flood. There's a lot of hyperbole, a two-page story here. There's been some rumors. There have been some reports. This has been asked of him before. And basically, if you read between the lines, it looks like maybe he talked to a dean about changing or helping a player's grade to become eligible. Here's what the news story says. The NJ Advanced Media is the credit. University's Office of General Counsel investigating the severity of the alleged violation against Rutgers head coach Kyle Flood. It's focused on an email that Flood allegedly sent from a personal account to a faculty member in the university's arts program regarding the status of Nadir Barnwell. The junior corner reportedly is in danger of being deemed academically ineligible. The two university officials, who are not directly responsible for matters related to the athletic program, yet have knowledge of the investigation, were not authorized to comment. They spoke to NJ Advanced Media. One of the people with knowledge of the situation said the investigation is expected to be concluded quickly. And Damon Day, just as he was going out the door here, said it kind of depends. If they want Kyle Flood around, they'll reprimand him. If they don't, this is a way to dismiss the coach, which I don't see happening. I think Rutgers is happy with him, especially with the athletic director, former Husker Julie Herman. She's been through her own scandals there, so you would think she would be able to understand a little bit here. But Damon's saying you can talk to a professor and say, how is John Smith doing? But that's all. And he can say, hey, John Smith is doing great. He's got a B average. Or he's 2% short here. He needs to make something up. But you can't work out a deal. You can't ask how to do that. It is then up to the coach to talk to the student athletes. So we'll see what happens at Rutgers and with head coach Kyle Flood. Our Big Ten chat today is with Darius Hamilton of Rutgers, speaking with him at Media Days, brought to you by Garrett Tires and Treads, celebrating 50 years of service with the Garrett Guarantee, and the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island, serving the Catholic families of central and western Nebraska.
Let's talk a little Rutgers football. I'm going to be serious. 5 years ago, 3 years ago, when we're doing the Doug and Daddy Show, I could not imagine talking Rutgers football, not even until they were in the top 10 of the nation. But now there are brothers. They're our Big Ten friends, and we got a chance to play them last year and of course, got the win. Now we're going to have to go out to Rutgers. And, Randy, I said where this is on the Nebraska schedule is very scary, no matter what the records are, because this is the longest conference road trip they've ever had to make.
It is very long, and Rutgers, when you get there, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of history in Rutgers football as well.
Well, he's a third-team All-American by Phil Steele, and he's everywhere, folks. Defensive lineman Darius Hamilton stays home, a senior out of New Jersey. And welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Darius. Good morning, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Was travel an issue at all for you guys last year, making seem to be longer trips? Could you notice that at all?
I mean, I wouldn't put it on the travel. You know, I think we went out there with a great game plan and didn't execute on all facets, man. First year in the Big Ten, so, you know, you've got some trial and error things going on. But, you know, we're definitely going to be better for that this year, and we're going to be ready to play.
Darius, what was new about the conference? What did you kind of notice versus what you've experienced in the past?
This is the most physical conference there is. You know, and honestly, I welcome that. You couldn't ask for a better conference as far as talent, as far as offensive line and defensive line playing. That's something that really excites me, man. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And week in and week out, we're going to go out and try to do so.
So how did you think you fared the first year in the Big Ten?
Individually or as a team?
Both.
I think individually I played well. You know, I think there's things I definitely need to work on. There's always room for improvement. I've been working on adding size. Last year, I think, at the North Carolina bowl game, I weighed in at 250. And right now, I sit here at 276. So I've been having a good time, man, just getting stronger and bigger. And as a team, man, I think we came out and I think we played hard. You know, I think we played hard. I think we showed people what Rutgers football is all about, you know, the kind of character that we play with, the kind of enthusiasm and passion that we play with. And like I said, it was our first year in a new conference, and didn't really know what to expect, but we went in with our heads down and we worked, and now we're only going to get better from there.
And with that new conference, you play in new arenas and play in new places. What are some of the memories? What are some of the new places you went to? You really kind of walked out of there and say, you know, maybe the game did or didn't turn out the way you wanted to, but the experience itself was kind of neat.
No, Nebraska was amazing. Nebraska was amazing from the people to the stadium. They really welcomed us with open arms on and off that field. And, you know, they really made it. I mean, you really couldn't even tell it was an away game. Obviously, they've got a lot of passion for their fans, man, but they showed us nothing but love when we stepped on that field. And, you know, they had a great team, and, you know, they went on to do great things.
You've got a lot of new faces this year. Tell me about some of the new guys that you're going to be working on, Darius, and getting in, and some names that we might hear.
Are a lot of names that you might hear on the defensive side of the ball. We've got Ruhan Peel. He played wide receiver for us, now is a cornerback, and I think he's going to do a lot of great things for this football team. He played a couple games at cornerback 2 years ago when we were in the AAC. He fared very well. Obviously, it's a whole different world in the Big Ten, but I think he's going to be ready for it. We got Blason Austin. He's a freshman, defensive back, somewhere between 6'2", 195. He's got an amazing, just build. You know, he's naturally genetically gifted, and he's a competitor, man. He's going to come out and play hard. You know, a name that you'll probably hear a lot this year is Julian Penix-Odrick. Is my roommate. He plays three technique. We're going to be swapping a lot of the roles there and playing together. Sebastian Joseph is going to be our starting nose guard. You know, we've got guys like Kevin Wilkins, and they're going to be duking it out in training camp to see who's going to come out with that spot. And you know, it's going to be a really good battle, man. We've got guys like Kawan Lewis coming from South Carolina. He's going to be joining us in training camp coming up next couple weeks. And a guy like Steve Longo is going to hold it all down together on the defensive side of the ball. Man, we've got a lot of younger guys who are ready to step up and play. And, we're going to be ready for whatever challenges come our way.
Darius, I realize that you're from New Jersey, but you were one of the 10, 15 top players in the country coming out of high school. So obviously a long list of opportunities to go somewhere else. Why Rutgers?
I just love the place, man. I think, you can't look any further than what's on my wrist. We got a family band. Forget about me. I love you. Coming from Don Bosco Prep and with Greg Toles, probably one of the most winningest coaches in New Jersey history, they really implemented a whole family atmosphere for me in high school. And when I got to Rutgers, I saw it was exactly the same. You know, and it's weird because growing up, I was a huge Florida Gator fan. I'm talking about from the Chris Leak era. There was no question about it. When Tim Tebow made his promise, man, he cried, I cried. Like I was that into it. And when I got my offer from Florida, there was no question in my mind that that's the school I would be attending. And I got to meet guys like Dan Quinn and Brian Young, and build relationships with them. But at the end of the day, man, my heart was here at home, and I'm a Jersey kid, born and raised, and it means the world to me to go out there and represent the state.
Rutgers defensive tackle Darius Hamilton with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think almost, unless you went to Iowa, almost every kid right now has seemed to be on a team that's went through a coaching change. So things are different from when you got recruited. Now it's a little more settled down. Coach Flood's been there for 3 years. But when you go through a coaching change, what's that like? What was it like?
Well, obviously I got recruited by Shiano, and when I got there, he wasn't there. And the biggest thing for me in my class was that we were going to stay together and see what had happened. And, fortunately for us, Flood had got the job, and when Flood got the job, it was a no-brainer. We were going to stay with the squad. You know, he promised to keep a lot of people on staff, and, that's exactly what he did. He was a man of his word, and, we had a great team that year in the Big East, and it's his third year, man. It's his fourth year coming up, and it's going to be my fourth year. And, we're just all really excited about the opportunities that lie ahead.
Darius, you had the coaching change, then you get the conference change. So there's been a lot of change in your career so far. Are you glad that
three different conference changes.
Yeah.
From the Big East to the AAC to the Big Ten. And honestly, it couldn't have panned out any better. You know what I mean? I get a lot of questions on a day-to-day basis about my size, when I first started looking at Rutgers, the talent level's not there, and you won't be playing against the best talent, man. The Big Ten's the best place we could have ended up. You get to go out there and you get to showcase your talents against the best week in and week out, man. And as a competitor, you couldn't ask for anything more than that.
Are you relieved, though, that now there's a little bit of stability heading into your senior year?
Oh, no question, man. Stability is always great, you know what I mean? It means a lot to be a part of this conference, to represent this conference, and, man, to play some of the best teams week in and week out.
Last second here with Darius Hamilton. We can talk to a lot of players that their dad was their coach. What's it like when your dad plays in the pros while you're growing up 12 years with the Giants, which pains me as a Cowboy fan, but so be it. What was that like?
You know, it's actually funny that you talk about the Cowboys because I actually have a couple of my dad's tapes actually with me right now, and I watch a lot of the Dallas versus the Giants, and the battles he had with Larry Allen, those were some crazy battles, man. I mean, those are just two guys who really care about football, just going and giving everything they got, and it's really great to see. But my dad, man, he's been probably my biggest supporter. You know what I mean? He's taught me how to be a man as well as a football player, and I couldn't ask for anything more. There's no better feeling than being able to go somebody who's been there and done it all. You know what I mean? And every question that you have about football or life, he's there to answer it. And you know, who knows better than a guy who played 12 years with the same team? You play 12 years with the same team, you're doing something right. You know what I mean? So
doesn't happen much anymore,
you know,
does it?
No, not at all. So I'm very fortunate. I'm very blessed to have somebody like him in my corner.
Well, he probably didn't hand you a pacifier when you were a baby. They probably handed you a football.
Yeah, no question, man. Some long, grueling days in the front and backyards, man, just trying to get technique right. So it's been a pleasure.
Darius, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Have a great season. We look forward to the trip later in the season, Nebraska-Rutgers, and have a great day, all right?
Thank you guys for having me.
That is Darius Hamilton. Great chat with the young man from Rutgers, brought to you by the Kearney Chicken Coop, home of hot wings and cold beer. As we're wrapping up the Doug and Daddy Show, we've got more tomorrow on the program. Also, let's go to the Dead Popper inbox here. We were talking about the cliche game, wrapping things up. I think that would be fun. The cliche game. But this comes from Mark. He says, love the cliche game. Maybe set it up so the winnings go to the scholarship funds of each program. It would be funny to listen to. Problem is, we got to find somebody to donate the money because it's not coming out of Damon or I's pocket. But it'll be fun. It will be a lot of fun. And we hope you enjoyed the Doug and Daddy Show today here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Again, don't forget, you can be part of the Alzheimer's Doug and Daddy team. All you have to do to find out more information is go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Alzheimer's banner and follow the directions how you can donate. The Alzheimer's Walk is this Sunday at Yanni Park with a fun day, family fun day at 11:30. The walk is at 1 o'clock. Also, you know what? I don't do this all the time, but if anybody can hang out with Rick Smith for 25 years, they deserve a shout out. So happy anniversary to Beth and that guy. So hope you have a great day. We're going to have a fun week. We're getting ready for football tomorrow. Bob Jensen's going to join us from Huskerland Prep Report. Steve Raymer rescheduled from Sutton. We'll have him tomorrow. Brady Bonzo from UNK. Want to thank Kennesaw head football coach Craig Schnitzler, Darius Hamilton of Rutgers, of course Damon Day for being a part of the show today. And we hope you have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.